This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this drizzly Saturday in Melbourne. We are streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show since 1996. We proudly bring you this February 4th edition of Saturday Magazine in what we hope be the Year of the Voice. I'm Macca, Paul's on panel, my co-host is Nevena Sporowska, James on program support for the front desk, and also another James, our fantastic podcaster. It's 13 degrees, heading for a top of at least 22. Let's get on with it, Nevena. Good morning.
Good morning, Macca. How are you?
I'm very well. The weather's a bit shitty, isn't it?
Well, it would suit the rainbow hangover that would be.
Yes, have you got a bit
Victoria?
Of a hangover, have you?
I'm not going to say hangover. I'm going to say a little bit dusty, having been at the fabulous Victorian Pride Awards last night at the gorgeous Plaza Ballroom with our fabulous Minister for Equality, Sheing, our LGBTIQ+ Commissioner, Todd Fernando, representatives from government, representatives from the community, all having what I will describe is a very good time.
Fantastic.
We had it all last night, Macca. We had drag queens in doing musical numbers, drag queens eating dinner, drag queens everywhere, amongst other things.
Oh, sounds like...
Your idea of heaven?
Sounds like Calder Park. Lots of drag out there. Really quickly, we've got our first guest coming up on the phone, but otherwise today, Richard Keane, the CEO of Living Positive, is going to have a chat with us. Georgie Purcell, the Animal Justice MP in the Upper House, joins us again. Then Adam Fletcher from National Australia Bank. Adam is a proud Indigenous gentleman, and he's part of NAB's Indigenous Banking Program. And he's going to talk to us about some initiatives they've done, and in particular, helping to finance and fund some new health services in New South Wales. Then Luke Rutledge is going to talk to us about his new book, A Man and His Pride. Judy Ryan will join us to talk about the battle for Victoria's safe injecting facility, and the book is You Talk, We Die. Then we have, I don't have her surname on here, Courtney, and Dr. Rita Renew. And this is about, Courtney is an IVF nurse who's swapped her nursing scrubs and she's starting her own family as two mums to be using donor sperm. So that could be quite interesting. Then our last segment, Damien Freeman from the Centre for Independent Studies wants to talk about a centre-right approach to hearing Indigenous voices. So again, that will be an interesting subject. Now, our first guest this morning is well known to Joy listeners. Everyone knows him as Andy Kay. And Andy has created a new weekly music show called Black, White and Rainbow. And Andy hopes to provide light entertainment from an Indigenous LGBTQIA perspective, to be apolitical and present music and content with an Indigenous slant. And it's great to see this program back on the grid after a little break. Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
I'm very well, Macca. It sounds like you've got a chock-a-block full show today.
Oh, it is. It is. But that's good. That's good.
And how did you describe this morning as grizzly? There was another word, which I won't repeat.
Grizzly's good.
Grizzly. Yeah, they're in the south, yeah, but it snows in February.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. So, Black, White and Rainbow, Andy. I'm so happy and so pleased to see this back and to see you back leading this show. Tell us what, you know, for you, what is exciting and important about this show?
Well, Joy is very representative of a lot of diverse content. And years ago, we had, you know, quite a wonderful representation of Indigenous points of view. But they're, you know, especially during COVID, that was sort of lacking. And I thought, oh, why not bring Black, White and Rainbow back? Because we had so much fun the first time around and we had such wonderful guest speakers. And, you know, so I thought, you know, there's so many heavy things, heavy issues regarding Indigenous peoples at the moment. But I thought, you know, let's have a look at the other side. There's always two sides of a coin. And let's have a look at the lighter side of Indigenous culture and the things that make us happy.
So when does when does it go to air, Andy?
It goes to air on Sundays at 11 a.m. So tomorrow we have a fabulous outside broadcast live from the Pride March.
Yes.
So we'll have to wait until that's out of the way. But next week, on the 17th of February, we also have the outside broadcast for Gertrude Street for the Pride.
Fantastic. You
know, yes, of course.
So the week after that, you'll be...
That's a chock-a-block schedule, Andy.
Yeah, we won't keep you lacking for entertainment in the meantime.
So I'm
really looking forward to those outside broadcasts. But after that, you know, we'll be up and running.
So tell us, in terms of issues that you want to explore on that other side of the ledger that you talked about, rather than some of the really big, challenging and in some cases divisive issues, what are some of the on the other side of the ledger, Andy, what are some of the issues that you'd like to cover? I'm not saying you won't talk about those others, but what are some of those other issues you'd like to cover?
Yeah, look, those heavy issues, we certainly will have a look at those things. It can't go without being addressed. But, you know, the lighter side, positive things in education, how Indigenous people are coming up through the ranks, and because, you know, they're the future leaders of culture. Also, you know, with health and medicine, you know, people getting into their groove. We're going to speak with people that have a positive outlook and who can share a positive, you know, point of view.
Andy, what does it mean to you to bring that positivity to your community and really represent that voice on air, especially on Joy?
Well, especially on Joy, because Joy has been so good to me in the past and I just want to return the favour sort of thing. But I want to, you know, make people hear about Indigenous issues and make them smile about it. You know, and a Joy gives me that opportunity. And, you know, again, Joy has always been supportive of my endeavours on air, but, you know, on air and also off air. But, yeah, I want to make people smile on a Sunday morning.
Fantastic.
That's a good thing. Now, there's going to be a pretty significant music component as well, Andy, isn't there?
Yeah. There are so many Indigenous recording artists in Australia, especially, that we haven't even heard their music. So I'll be sharing, you know, some of the familiar ones that you know, but also some, you know, unfamiliar and ones that will, might pique your interest and have a look at them and, you know, do a internet search on them, you know, give them some exposure.
Look, I think it's really great that the show's back and that you're back on air. I'm really happy about that. I know our listeners will be. You've got a couple of weeks before you really get into it, but I'm sure you're already working really hard on that first show. So thank you for what you do for Joy, and thank you for this show. It's a really important show on the grid, particularly in this year where we hope that constitutional recognition flows from a referendum and that a voice to Parliament is legislated.
We'll see how that goes.
Yes. August,
but November at the latest, I believe.
Yeah.
And Andy, tell us again how we can tune in, at what time?
You can tune in every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. on Joy 94.9. You can even listen to it on joy.org.au. You can just press the listen live button or, you know, your favourite radio app.
There you go.
Excellent. Now we know.
That anywhere in the world.
Couldn't have said that better myself. Thank you, Andy. Have a lovely day. And we're looking forward to hearing you Sundays at 11 a.m. in a couple of weeks' time.
And thank you for your wonderful invitation to give my show a plug. You better believe I'll be sticking around to listen to the rest of the show.
There you go.
Bless.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Andy. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Have a great Saturday.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 with Macca and Nevena. Stay with us when we come back. Richard Keane, CEO of Living Positive Victoria.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.